Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Well, we remember as we come to the table this morning that he was bruised for our iniquities. The Lord has laid on him the chastisement that belonged to us because of our sins. So we remember that the death of the Lord Jesus was for us, and it was in our place. He bore the punishment we deserve for our rebellion, and he has taken then those sins away and borne its wrath. There is none left for those who are united to him by faith. And if your faith and confidence is in Jesus, then we welcome you to come to the Lord's table and to receive the elements of bread and wine that speak of his broken body and his shed blood. If you don't know the Saviour, if he's not your Lord, then don't be at all embarrassed to simply let these elements pass you by and to observe this part of the service.